Zephaniah chapter 2. Gather yourselves together, yes, gather together, you nation that has no shame, before the appointed time when the day passes as the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yahweh comes on you, before the day of Yahweh's anger. Seek Yahweh, all you humble of the land who have kept his laws. Seek righteousness, seek humility. It may be that you will be hidden in the day of Yahweh's anger. So this gather yourselves together. I think the idea is that you who are humble, you who want to be obedient, gather yourselves together, meet together. And that's the idea that those who are truly spiritual, even amongst the people of God, at this time, the majority were not really spiritual, the minority was spiritual. And he says, you gather yourselves together. And it's as if before the day of judgment comes, you can repent. So do that. Seek humility. In other words, have humility as something you would really like to have. That's rather a slippery thing, isn't it, humility, if you say, oh yes, I'm humble, or you're not. So to seek humility should be high on our agenda. I would really like to be more humble. That's absolutely opposite to the attitude of people in the world. If you say, you know, what's your number one desire, or what's one of your greatest desires, nobody will say, oh, I'd love to be humble. As Peter says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, not in this life, but at the right time, which is ultimately when Jesus comes back. So have humility as something you would like to achieve, because we are all naturally rather proud. Then the rest of the chapter, you've got various condemnations and judgments upon nations around Judah. And I think these ones are chosen because these were the nations that they were tempted to trust in against the Babylonians. And God is saying, don't trust in human strength, in the things of the world, because it's all going to come down. So he starts off with the land of the Philistines. Gaza will be forsaken, Ashkelon a desolation. They will drive out Ashdod, and Ekron will be rooted up. The word of Yahweh is against you, land of the Philistines. I will destroy you, that there will be no inhabitant. And he did this through the Babylonians. The seacoast will be pastures. The coast will be for the remnant of the house of Judah. They will find pasture there. They will lie down in the evening in the desolate houses of Ashkelon. For Yahweh their God will visit them and restore them. So he's saying that, look, don't trust in the Philistines, they're going to be destroyed, and it is the faithful remnant of God's people, just a few of them, who will one day live there in their place. Now he goes on to Moab and Ammon. I have heard the reproach of Moab and the insults of the children of Ammon with which they have reproached my people and magnified themselves against their border. So God sees and knows all things. He knows insults. He knows hurtful words and hurtful intentions. They magnified themselves against their border. They wanted to expand their border into the territory of Judah. And God knew that. He knew their intention. And he says, the remnant of my people will plunder them. The survivors of my nation will inherit them. This they will have for their pride, because they have reproached and magnified themselves against the people of Yahweh. So the number one reason Moab and Ammon were going to be destroyed was because of their pride. We just said that we are to seek humility, that to be humble should be one of the things that we really seek for. Yahweh will leave them awestruck. He will starve all the gods of the land. Men will worship him, each one from his place. You Cushites also, you will be killed by my sword. Well, it was Babylon who destroyed the people of Cush, but Babylon was working on God's behalf, so my sword was the sword of Babylon. And God likewise works through us, he works through unbelievers as well, so that we, as it were, are him in this world. He will stretch out his hand against the north, destroy Assyria, make Nineveh a desolation as dry as the wilderness. Herds will lie down in the midst of her, all the animals of the nations, the pelican and the porcupine, will lodge in its capitals. Their calls will echo through the windows. Desolation will be in the thresholds. So God loves to bring down those that are proud. And there was a time when Nineveh appeared to be absolutely wonderful. If you read the prophecy of Nahum, it's all about the fall of Nineveh. And God is looking forward to the time when those fancy buildings and wonderful architecture would just be empty and in ruins, and wild animals like pelicans and porcupines would be wandering around there. This is the joyous city that lived carelessly, that said in her heart, I am and there is none beside me. Well, it's God who says, I am and there is none beside me. So these people had played God, and that is very upsetting to God. And we are not to play God. We are to be humble before him and not to act as if we know everything, as if I am the most important person, because the only ultimate I am is God.